For Mishnah 5, a reva, if there's a trough, she yarid adelef lesoicho, and this drainage, right, water splashing into the trough, filling up this trough. Then hanitazin vatsafin, the splashing and the overflow of the trough, right, it's overflowing out of the trough, and it's maybe splashing on the sides. Einan b'chiyutan, so the rule of chiyutan doesn't apply to the splashing and the overflowing, and certainly not the water in the trough, right, he brings. And the reason being, he doesn't serve his interest, he doesn't want the water there, he has got no, so it doesn't apply. Natla l'shafcha, but if he takes to pour it out, if he takes the trough to pour it out and empty the water elsewhere, so now we're back in the machlokas, because now he's intentionally moving the water out. Beishamo emrim b'chiyutan, so they will hold that the b'chiyutan does now apply. Beishilal emrim einon b'chiyutan, but Beishilal say, again, similar to the last Mishnah, that it doesn't apply. The fact that he's taking it to pour it out is not enough of a intention to kick in the principle of chiyutan. But if he puts it there in the first place, he wants the trough to fill up now. That's why he puts the trough over there. The splashing and the overflowing, right? But what's in the trough, everyone will agree is. But the splashing and the overflowing by shamo emrim b'chiyutan will also make something susceptible to impurity. By sidol emrim einan b'chiyutan, the splashing and the overflowing won't make susceptible to impurity. Only what's in the trough, because he put the trough there to collect the water. So what's in the trough, everybody agrees, will make something susceptible to impurity, because he intentionally wants the water in the trough. But the splashing and the overflowing, so that's a machlokas if that makes susceptible. Natla l'shavcha, if he takes it to pour it out, eilu ve'eilu moedem shein b'chiyutan. So now they agree that the b'chiyutan will kick in over there, even to the splashing and the overflowing, because now he's picking it up to move it, and so now it changes. Hamatbil is hakalim. It's the next case. Hamatbil is hakalim. Hamakabes is kususo b'mara. If he takes vessels or he takes his garments and he dips them in a cavern, in a mikveh, in a cavern. Hamayma oilim b'yadav. So the water that comes up on his hands, because his hands are also going to go in there. B'chiyutan. They will, whatever water is there, if that water then touches produce or touches food or touches, you know, then the produce of the food will become susceptible to impurity because the water on his hands got wet and detached from the mikveh intentionally. He wanted to dip things. But the water on his feet, einan b'chiyutan, that doesn't make susceptible to impurity because he wasn't interested in his feet getting wet, right? He wanted to dip his clothes in the mikveh. So he said, yeah, he's interested in his hands getting wet, but he's not interested in his feet getting wet. Rabbi Elazar Omer, im ef shalosh yared ela im kein nitanfu raglav. He says if he can't go down without getting his feet wet, right? He can't without messing up his feet. Af ha'oile b'raglav b'chiyutan, then even the water that is on his feet will make other food or produce susceptible to impurity.